Marta Renzi choreographed a sequence in John Sayles' film Liana. Renzi and Sayles have collaborated on a dance film that airs this week on the PBS series Alive from Off Center. It's called Mountain View, and like many of Renzi's dances, it takes place off the stage, and the performers wear street clothes and dance to pop music, Springsteen, Aretha Franklin, and Marvin Gaye. And, like most of her dances, Mountain View tells a story. It stars Jane Alexander and her son Jace. It's about family relationships, and it's set in a rundown family bar in a resort town. I asked Renzi if she choreographed narrative dances because of her dissatisfaction with abstract dance.
Yes, quite directly. I did used to make those abstract dances, and I still make a few, but as much as possible I try and keep them in context.
Why?
Well, partly because actually those are the dances I'm more interested in watching. As an audience member, I'm not actually all that interested in the abstract dances, so I make the work I'd like to see. I don't have that kind of body or that delight for moving, actually just for the sake of moving. I mean, there's since I was a little girl, an expressive part of what's going on that's an important aspect of why I dance and why I teach other people the dances I make. And also, I think life is too short to just make art. There's a lot that goes on in my life and in all our lives, I think, that I like to refer to and to keep it out of my art because art is pure or something like that. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Your piece, Mountain View, is going to be on Alive from Off Center. You collaborated on it with film director John Sayles, who's married to your sister.
Not married.
No, I'm sorry, married. I mean, he's your brother-in-law equivalent.
Exactly, I say my sort of brother-in-law and add more hyphens than the world needs.
How did you decide to collaborate together on this piece?
Well, I've always been fond of him for however 10 or more years that Maggie's known him, and even fonder probably of my sister, and appreciated the work they do. I also quite practically thought that his talents and his notoriety could only help Mountain View.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen a lot of movies in which the dancing has been edited in such a tight and close-up kind of way that you can never see a whole body. You never even see a whole movement. Everything's just edited before anything has a chance to settle down. Mm-hmm. I remember I went to see Hair years ago because Twyla Tharp did the choreography, and I felt like I couldn't even see what the dances were.
You probably didn't even know I was in it.
Oh, I sure didn't.
Well, I basically, the only time you'd really know it was me is when I take acid in the park and you get to a close-up of my tongue.
Well, I think that Mountain View is shot and edited really differently. and I was wondering if you also didn't like this kind of tight, taut, edited type of dancing on film.
Well, especially if you're working toward narrative, I think it's a disadvantage to get too fragmented with the body, because then depending upon your point of view, then what you're doing is isolating the movement rather than the context that it's in, the body for one and the place for another. I think it's also because the cinematographer that John and Maggie and I chose, Paul Goldsmith, is not at all a dance photographer. I mean, a dance cinematographer, cameraman. So his way of framing is more, I guess, like cinema and more like photography, which is one of his other sidelights.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, a lot of people have said that in Mountain View, they find some of my favorite scenes, and I think some of Paul's nicest work is from behind the bar, where the action of the dancing is interrupted by a beer pull or Jane Alexander's profile or something like that, and they are bothered by the fact that cuts the dancers at the waist and it interrupts, doesn't show them the whole body as if it were on a dance stage. Well, of course, the point is it's not on a dance stage, and I love that what you see what matters about the dancers, which for me is from about their heads to about their hips.
Mm-hmm. The dances I've seen of yours aren't on the stage. They're in the street, in an auto showroom, in a swimming pool, outdoors in a park. Are you consciously trying to avoid the stage when you can?
Yeah, I do. And even when possible, when I go to real stages, I try and make them be in venues that I appreciate. But whenever possible, I've decided to make work for places where people pay attention to how it connects to their lives, and it's not an art experience that they, straighten their hair and ties to go participate in.
What other limitations or what other restrictions does being on the stage bring?
Well, for one thing, I think the audience comes with a different set of expectations. They expect it to be art and probably virtuosity. Anyway, that's the first thing that's a problem with being on a stage, is that you go, look at me, I'm beautiful, are you? Which is not what I'm interested in.
Well, when you're on stage, do you feel like you're beautiful?
Not me. Not me.
Why?
Oh, you know, I'm pregnant and I have a cold now. I feel radiant.
But not beautiful.
Even when I'm not pregnant, but I don't feel beautiful.
Well, I think that there really is an emphasis on dance and in physical beauty. Mm-hmm. Did that make you feel somewhat of an outsider when you started dancing, if you didn't feel that you were physically beautiful?
Sure, and you know, many people have said to me, and they mean it well, so I take it well, that until they saw my work, they never thought they could be dancers. You know, a lot of people who are not built like, so I go, uh-huh, and what do you mean by that? But I know what they mean. They mean that not just in the ballet world, but in lots of other of the modern dance cliques, it's still, you know, there's still a certain amount of length you should have in your line, and there's a certain amount of lightness you should have in your motion if you're going to do stuff that's pure, and that makes sense. If it's meant to be pure and your personality is not meant to come through, then, you know, we shouldn't notice the size of your buttocks or the, you know, the effort it takes you to do things, probably.
So you're shorter than most dancers, right? You're, what, 5'3"?
Yeah, yeah. I'm shorter. I got short shins. I had tibia torsion when I was little, and so maybe I'm still a little bow-legged. My hair is always a mess. You know, I've gotten reviews where they say, fix your hair. you know, what can I say? I don't train to get, you know, cuts in my muscles like Jane Fonda trainers do and like a lot of modern dancers who go to the gym do. I really train more to be available to any possibility, and then as a choreographer, I head those possibilities in other narrower directions.
I'm wondering if there are movies that influenced your style of dance, and by that I mean, well, something like West Side Story, in which the dancers were outside in the streets dressed in street clothes.
Well, I think West, you know, I loved it when I saw it, and I'm sure it influenced all of us. I didn't love it actually very much when I saw it on Broadway recently. It looked very corny to me, mm-hmm. and false. That didn't look like street movement in the slightest, and that bothered me. I mean, in Mountain View, one of the real challenges for me was to use as much vernacular as possible so that people watching it wouldn't go, oh, I get it, it's dancing, and put on that point of view. Mm-hmm. But we could still not be forced to, you know, that we could still slip into some things that you don't actually see people doing in a bar, but that is, you know, pretty clearly a metaphor for what they just finished doing. Instead of, you know, doing grand jeté all of a sudden, they might do a lift that you don't actually see people do in a bar, but it has the same kind of sexiness of the move immediately before it that you might see in a bar.
As a choreographer, I think you're very aware of the sexual nature of mm-hmm. dance. And in some of your dances, you have, like, really clearly sexual gestures, touching breasts, touching the inside of thighs. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you're consciously trying to work with that in an overt way, to address the sexual nature of dance.
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, that certainly is a part of what my body is for me. I bore one son, and I'm going to bear another child. So that I have a sense of myself as a sexual person, way up there on the list of what my physicality is. It's also a slightly political statement. I made a whole dance called Soft Cell. I don't know if it's one of the ones you saw, that was about how the audience's point of view is often as a voyeur, and whether they recognize it or not, they're in some kind of pornographic relationship, especially to female dancers and their bodies. So I thought, well, okay, that is part of what's going on. Let's go ahead and recognize that and enjoy that. One of the reasons we watch other people's bodies and touch other people's bodies is because it's sexually, it's a limited word, but it's sexually pleasurable. And it's expressive, too. It's not, you know, when you were describing hands on breasts and hands in thighs, I thought, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now people are going to think this is, you know, a fat, sexy, pornographic choreographer. And I thought, well, you know, it's very expressive. That, you know, that stuff, which is maybe usually only done in intimate situations, is actually expressive also of, in my work, almost always of love and romance and all of the other things that put it in a social context, not, you know, not sheer lust, I hasten to add on NPR.
Well, I always wonder how self-conscious dancers are about handling each other's bodies mm-hmm. and the intimate places that they have to place their hands in order to do a lift mm-hmm. or get lifted.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the kind of thing dancers talk about to each other? Or
well, sometimes they do, and there are all kinds of funny jokes. But it is something you have to learn, I think, to, like any actor does, probably, to fall in love or be lustful or whatever the occasion is at that moment, but then not necessarily to carry it home with you.
You're pregnant now. Are you going to choreograph something for your pregnant self?
Well, actually, almost on a dare, I took a job for a pretty informal performance December 11th, when I'll be a month away from birth. So, and I, as I say, I did it sort of on a dare. I figure at the worst, I'll sit in a chair and pontificate. And at the best, I'll...
complain about your back or something.
Right, something like that. Or I don't know, say, go, oh, can you feel it? I'll keep my hands on my belly and go, oh, it kicked. Do you see it? It kicked. At the best, I'll maybe keep myself, you know, dancing and thinking about dancing. So, yeah, we'll see what I make.